Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuv Ches. Picking up at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Let's see if a drop of milk that falls on meat. Rashi says, "Betocha kedera al achas min achatichos, in a pot of food on one of the pieces of meat." V'lo higis is a kedera, v'lo nechlach tam hatipa elul osa chaticha levad. It doesn't get all mixed up. It only goes into that particular piece. Im yesh ba benosin tam osa chaticha, that drop of milk gives no sin tam. In other words, a piece is not 60 times it. Rashi says, "Klomer she'in osa chaticha levadosh." That piece itself becomes us. Rashi says, "V'shachatichos the kedera lo airi." We're not dealing with the other pieces. Dana the best system. The Gemara pliyi ba'im choser so sachaticha choser lo olav. And then the Gemara will deal with is that piece then us or everything else. We're dealing now with just that piece itself. Then aser says the Gemara, it's got to be, says the Mishnah, it's aser, nearest like a day, Ravi stirred the pot. Rashi says, higas b'miyad, kodom shekib l'chaticha tam, before that place, that piece got a taste from it. The hashen is arva atipa v'kula. Now it's mixed up with everything. Then if the whole pot has enough 60 times it, then, if it doesn't have 60 times, and it gives time to the whole thing, then aser, it's going to be aser. Says Rashi, "Klomer ein koach betipas leaser kulan elam kin yesh benosin tam liten b'chol kedera." Then it's going to be asur. Says the Gemara, "Amar Abaye taimo v'loma masho be'alma de'oraisa." A aser food's flavor without its substance is generally going to be aser mi de'oraisa. Rashi says, "Had asin b'chol yisurin mishenasnu tam." Even if the food is not there itself, the actual food, you can go and seal a kiss or remove the aser. All that's left there is the tam. This is doraisa. The gamina mi basa b'chalav. The aser rachmana b'achilu. We learned from basa b'chalav that it asered it. Kidigamrinan the kamalik. We're going to see in kuftes vav on my base. Milosavashel shlosha pa'amim ha'amurim batora ve'afagav dechim esalig zeh. Even though you remove that mitoch zeh la'achar bishulo ein kan ela tam. All that's left there is the tam itself, just the taste. Uminday gamrinan lechol isurin mamamatsinu. We learn from there to all the other isurin with a mamatsinu that tam is going to be like the thing itself. Disakadach durabanan, because if you would think it's just a durabanan thing, Rashi says disakadach b'chol shari surim, then other isurim besides basa b'chalav, tam durabanan, he delo garmina lumi basa b'chalav, because we don't learn it out from basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav, my tam lo garmina, why would you say you don't learn it out from basa b'chalav? The chiddushu, you say because basa b'chalav is a chiddush. Right, these two things that don't exist. Why? Because it's two things that they themselves are both actually mutter by themselves. When you put them together, they're aser. And the second one is that the Torah aser is not only eating meat with milk, but even the act of cooking milk and meat together. That itself is going to be a chedush. As Rashi says, the shneiha min heter zelav adov zelav adov. Both of them are both mutter, baser b'chalav. Each one by themselves is mutter. And when you mix them together, aser. And also, tshederech bishel nasru. Below achila, just to us, just the cooking itself is us without achila. Hilkach, lo garmino chomer minai, you can't learn a chomer from it. The chiddushu, because this is something which is a chiddush, e chiddushu, then afagav the lack of no sin tam nami. That even if there's no sin tam, Rashi says, amai katani mastisin dvoya taima, has to have taste below no sin tam nami, also. It should be also even without any taste. Da chiddusha, chiddush by rachmana, this is something the Torah teaches a chiddush. I feel it cold even a little bit. So it's just like kilayim. The mitzvah nami mishum kilei tairuvus the kevan the lav chiddushu garmino. This is not a chiddush. We learned from it, like we saw in the tzadi ches mizroa b'sheila the mishtari kol. Come with the lack of time as long as there's no time. So back in the Gemara, I chiddushu, I've got the lack of nami. So it must be that this is not called a chiddush. And since basa v'chalav is not considered a chiddush, therefore we can learn out the other din also. Things are also going to be connections like basa v'chalav, that when they give flavor that you recognize in another food, the food is going to be equivalent to the actual. The equivalent to the taste is like the thing itself, and therefore they're going to assert this
mixture over here. So therefore, it must be that it's a daraisa, just a tam. The Gemara actually rejects this now, and Amar Rava. Rava says, nope, really, you could say that it is a kiddush. Says Rashi, Li'olam em lecha chiddushu. You could say, really, Bissam Chalav is a kiddush. And that which you said, okay, but really, it was a chiddush, and Utakamar, Tafak of the Lekha Taimalitza, even if there's no tam, it should also be also. The Halakha Lemikra Mizor B'Shela, Halkach B'Gufe, nah, the Torah itself, Galir Kra, it revealed to us to be in time. It has to be a tam, the Lo Asra Torah, Ella Derech Bishel, the fact that only answered a Derech Bishel, Sha'asar Habasar, Liz Bashel B'Chalav, Ve'ilacha Kigon Zu, Shalu Yitin Tam. So back in the Gemara, Rava Amar Rava Amalei Rava Derech Bishel is the Torah. It's only Derech Bishel that came along and the Torah asked it. Kum Tochoi said it's just a Derabban and Dikidin. It doesn't have to be Deraisa. When the Mishnah said that the drop of milk falls in on that piece of meat that's sticking up a little bit above the rotev, a little above the sauce over there, and it has to be that the piece of meat itself has to have 60 times, once there's the Nesin is time into that piece, Chadicha Asma Natsis Nevela, the famous Chanan. The piece itself becomes a nevela. And now it's going to answer all the other pieces because they're the same min. Rashi's Varav, Savar like Rabbi Huda. Min Bamina lo batel. One min and the same min is not batel. Amar Leirar Zucha Bereder of Mari Leravina. Let's see. Rav Keman Amar L'Shmaiter. According to whom is Rav saying his din? Kirby Huda Damir B'Minu L'Batel. According to Rav, says B'Minu L'Batel. Lema Pligi Ad Rava. You want to say that Rav also argues on Rava? The Amar Rava. Rava said earlier, Kasavar Rabbi Yehuda Kol Shehu Min Umino V'Davar Acher. Whenever you have Min B'Mino V'Eino Mino, Salikas Mino K'Misheino. You take out its min as if it doesn't exist. And let that which is not its min go ahead and be marba over it, be rov, and be mavatala.
Omar lay. Ravina now knocks out Marzutra's logic here. He says, Eden of a berotev raka chanami. If this milk fell into a pot that is thin soup, it's watery, the soup would really overwhelm it, it would nullify. The usher thing. The nafal berot of ovets. Thick soup, a thick gravy made entirely of meat sediment and the liquid fat of the meat. Rashi says, dak tak shal basar v'shumen de kule min basar. This is all a min a basar. It's the same type over here. And it's in that case that a mishnah says that it's then that the entire pot is going to be usher, no matter how much it has inside of it. If the soup would have been watery then, however, then the stuff in there would indeed be mutter if the soup was 60 times out of the original piece over there. Umay kasava, and what does Rav hold about this piece of meat that absorbed an usher flavor, then afterwards that the flavor was released from the slice? If he holds that where it's possible for the usher flavor to be squeezed out of that piece, then the piece itself goes back to the original status and it's going to be mutter because it doesn't have the tam in it anymore that made it usher. Rashi says, you can't be mevatel if chatchila, but b'diavad if you did it, then you're allowed to eat even the original piece. Chaticha amay nasas nevela. So that's true. The why in the Mishnah's case is it actually become a nevela. Rashi says ha'efsher he lissachit menu v'lichalik lacherim shlo kibul mimenu. Must because you hold, if you could squeeze it out, it's still going to be aser. You can't take it out, it's already aser. Vashmin and Afa Heter Shabbat Nasisir, Lios Khan, Shir Gada, Lasser Chem Harvey. Okay, the Itma, Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yochan, the Ami Epsil Sokto Asser. They hold that it's Asser, Shmuel, Rabbi Shemuel, Rabbi They say it's actually mutter. Rashi is mutter af harishon shenas, even the first one became aser. In fact, they were b'sofer rav efshel soft aser. Does rav really hold that efshel soft is aser? For itmar, but it was said kazayis baser shel toch yor shel chalav. Let's say I have a kazayis of meat that falls into a big pot of milk. Amara baser aser chalav mutter. The meat is going to be aser, but the milk is mutter. The meat is aser because of the fact that. The milk gave flavor to it, but the milk is going to be mutter because there's 60 times it. Rashi says bas also shenas on the chalav tambo. Visakadak the efshel sochto aser. If you say real efshel sochto is going to be aser, beep, turn the page from chesam alf. Chalav my mutter. Then why is the milk mutter? Chalav nevelihi. The milk that got absorbed by the meat is nevela. So when the milk is then spit back out by the meat to the rest of the milk in the pot, it should make the rest of the milk aser. And for the Gemara, Liolam, Kasava Rav, Evshishtachta Asa, really holds Evshishtachta is Asa. Vishani Asam, in the case of the milk that was over the meat, it's different. The Amar Kra, Losavasha Gadiba Chalevimo. Gedi Asar Torah, below Chalav. The Torah asered the kid, the meat, but not the actual milk. Says Gemara, Vishavar of Gedi, Asar Torah, below Chalav. Fahitom, but it says, Chatzi Zayis Basav, Chatzi Zayis Chalav, Shabishlan Zayim Zeh. Let's say you have a Chatzi Zayis of milk. And meat and the chesed is milk that got cooked one with the other. Amarav loka alachilas, so you get malchus for eating. Vino loka bishula, but you don't get malchus for cooking it. A person who eats this mixture is getting a malchus for his act because he ate a kezias of aser food, of milk and meat. Aye, so why wouldn't you get malchus for cooking it? We'll see. Visa katech the aser torah v'lo chalav. And you want to say that the torah is asers the baby goat, but not the milk. Achila mayloka. By look at them, why would you get malchus for eating a chatzishir, which is chatzishir that he had? So it must be Rav agrees that the Torah asked the milk and the meat. Eliyolam kusav Rav chalav nami aser. Really holds that the chalav itself is also aser. V'achom ha'eskidu v'dilim k'kol shenafot toch yori v'sachas. This kazayis of meat fell into a boiling pot of milk. The mivla bala mifat lapalot, where the meat absorbed the milk. Right? This kazayis meat falls into boiling milk. The mivla bala. It absorbs milk, but doesn't spit back out into the pot. It says Rashi. When you have a Dama Rav, La'el, and Manal, Basar, Asar, Chalav, Mutter, Kon Shana Fosu Zayis, Atoch Yoru Sachas, Damasha Bolea, Enopolate, Shkoz Man, She'enu Nach, Meiru Sichasav, Enopolate, as long as it didn't come down from its boilingness, it's not going to spit out. Right? If a solid food falls into a boiling pot and absorbs the flavor, it doesn't spit out the flavor back into the pot, as long as it continues to boil. So the milk absorbed in the meat did become nevela. Even though that's the case, none of it was spit back into the milk in the pot to make it usher in a small amount. In fact, the Gemara, Sof Sofki Inai Chadar Palat, what do you mean? When it finally comes down, when it cools down, it just spits out again the milk and that's absorbed back into the pot and makes the milk usher. So how can Rav say the milk is mutter? Kishakadam Silko. We're talking about the case of a person quickly removed the meat from the pot before it actually went down. Rashi says, "Also zayis kodem she tenach before it calmed down." Gufa chatzis zayis pasav chatzis zayis chalav shemisham zayim zeh. You have a half a kazayis of meat, half a kazayis of milk that get cooked together. Rav amarav lokal chila, so you get malchus reading it. You don't lokal bishula, but you don't get malchus for cooking it. Marav shach e mitzarfen if they're mitzarf, then the bishula and ami lokas you get malchus sauce on the. On the bishul, he loves staff and he loves amin alukin. If the amin staff, he shouldn't get also for he shouldn't get malchus for eating either. Leolam loves staff, they're not staff. Ubeba miyor gedola. When he says that you get malchus for eating it, he's talking about that the two half kazaisim come from a large pot and then a kazais of meat and a kazais of milk were cooked together. The levi yamar afloka al bishulo. One even gets malchus for the bishul. For cooking these things together, chen tani chetzi and chetzi of milk and meat. Chen tani levi masnisa kishim shulok al chilaso kach lok al bishul. Just like you get malchus for eating it, so too for cooking it. Ubeize bishul amru. And what degree of cooking are they talking about? Like how long do you have to cook the meat and milk together to be chayef? Bekibishul shachirim ochlin osam achim shulo. In reference with regard to cooking, to the point that others, meaning gayim. We eat the food to the level that it's cooked. Rashi says over gechav mklomish in special called tarko. It was fully cooked. Says the Gemara, V'efshel esochto atzur tanayi. This idea of efshel esochto mutar as is machlokas tanayim. The time runs in a brisa. Tivus chol shenofal al chaticha shekem shenasa tam chaticha. Once he gives the tam chaticha atzur anasas navela is chanan. V'aseres kol chaticha skulam v'pnei shehem mina. The Rebbe Yehuda chamomrim atzitin tam berotav v'kipa v'chatichos until gives to all those things. I'm a Rebbe. Near the Rebbe Yehuda v'shalon here v'shalok kisa. The words of Rebbe Yehuda, who was the first one. What did he say? That if you have the Sibis Chalav falls onto this piece, once he gives time to the piece, and that Chaticha becomes Chanan, and it asks all the other pieces, because they're its own min. You understand that's B'shalo Nir, B'shalo Kisa. It's talking about where he didn't stir or cover the pot. Stirring the pot causes the milk to disperse throughout the entire pot. Covering the pot also has the same effect, because when you do that, it starts to like bubble all over, and it goes up from the bottom, and it goes up then down. Rebbe's entire statements we're going to understand right now. Says got my lo niyer v'lo kisa. What did Rebbe mean when he said who's his din? It's talking about when he didn't stir it and didn't cover it. Elim lo niyer klav v'lo kisa kal. It's not at all. The move of bala mifes lapala. It's what the slice and that fell on, that the milk fell, absorbed the milk, but it didn't spit it out into other things. V'ela lo niyer v'tchila elo himself. Or you have to say what it means is a person didn't stir the pot in the beginning before the slice got the milk flavor, but he did afterwards after he absorbed it. V'lo kisa v'tchila elo himself. And he didn't cover the pot in the beginning before it got the flavor, but he did it at the end after it absorbed it. And therefore the milk flavor, which the slice absorbed, came out from the slice and entered all the other ones in the pot. Amai ha'bala v'ha'palat. But then why is anything in the pot usher? Okay, we got it that the slice absorbed the milk, but if they came in and spit out the milk, because some of the also have to say the chachamim hold that where it's possible for the milk flavor to be squeezed out, it still remains that it's also. Beep, turn the page. Kuftes amanaf. Michlau de Behuda, so it must be the heels. Kiner mitchila va'ad sof v'kisa mitchila va'ad sof aser. That if you, even where you stirred it from the beginning to the end, or you cover the beginning to the end, it's going to be aser. Amai, ala bala klau. Why would that be? But it didn't absorb at all. Aim alo near yafa yafa v'lokisa yafa yafa. Is to say he was worried that a person didn't stir the pot well enough and he doesn't cover it well enough. Says Rashi, ubala, because therefore it absorbed it. V'achach palta, and it spit out. Because she'n here v'sof. It got covered when it mixed it in the end. V'ha gazera lo sever lo rebbe kivaseid aval. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.